For those of you who are buying into the mainstream lies, who believe that there is a real virus going around that is contagious, that there is a real pandemic, that all the empty hospitals is just a calm before the storm, that all the nurses getting laid off across the country is, nothing to worry about, not at all. And you think the coronavirus is real? Well, put your money where your mouth is, like this person is. Here we have coronavirus gold bounty. The coronavirus gold bounty. I have been asked to publish this gold bounty by a small anonymous group of people who are offering bounty in the amount of 20 kilograms of 0.999 fine gold bullion for evidence of the coronavirus under the following criteria. Premise 1. The coronavirus is a communicable virus and it is killing people as reported. Premise 2. There is no coronavirus and no one is contagious. However, many cells in your body already have microzymata that already produce disease that a healthy immune system normally removes. The 5G microwave radiation can then rupture these cells and release too many microzymata at once, overwhelming your weakened immune system and then kill you. Most people have a very weakened immune system because they are overweight, have bad habits such as vaping, smoking, too much alcohol, or are on opioids, especially for allergies and autoimmune disorders, or even illegal drugs. People have been programmed by movies for several decades with incorrect information about viruses so that they will be terrorized and do what they are told, acting against their own best interests. The people behind this and other viruses have been conducting illegal epidemiological studies for the same period of time with other virus scares against people and livestock, i.e. mad cow disease, bird flu, swine flu, Zika, SARS, just to name a few. The electronic surveillance we have been exposed to has allowed these same people to collect data that will predict very accurately how people will react in these situations, both collectively and individually. Either way, the following effects are caused by this so-called coronavirus. 1. Blame the economic collapse on the virus. 2. Relieve governments, bankers, and those who caused the financial crisis of all their debt obligations under the provisions of force majeure. Shut down all economic activity worldwide and further allow the elite to further monopolize and acquire all resources they haven't yet taken. Eliminate the very expensive pensioners, aka baby boomers. 5. Kill a planned 65 million people worldwide within a few years. Kill 650 million over the next 8 years. Destroy certain industries such as cattle, airlines, and real estate. Eliminate protests and lawsuits. Hide or prevent the prosecution of criminals involved in human trafficking, force the vaccination agenda, coerce everyone in the world to depend upon government subsidies, aka basic income, hijack the news cycle, distracting, confusing, further misleading people into making the wrong decisions against their own self-interests, use the virus as a cover to assassinate dissidents to this and other agendas, justify the abolition of all cash and force people into digital currency with a built-in progressive tax without any vote. Eliminate competition by small business competing with worldwide franchises and conglomerates. Cost people or survivors billions of dollars for treatment programs that never cure the purported virus. Use the Small Business Administration and its rescue loan programs to take down the remaining businesses that managed to survive this first wave of changes. Use the Center for Disease Control to function as an agency of a foreign power, the World Health Organization, to dictate policy in the United States and similar associations in other nations, thereby ignoring any democratic process already established. Shut down all travel and imprison people in their homes. Create an opportunity to replace the labor force with automated and cybernetic systems. The list continues as more data is collected. The Corona bounty of 20 kilobars of gold is offered by this anonymous group. Let's call it the Gold Bounty Group under the following terms. All data satisfying these criteria must be included in documents, and any data or samples that cannot be included within documents shall be securely stored and referenced in documents so that they can be reviewed by an independent body of scientists and forensic experts. These documents must be labeled and uploaded to a secure website, and then the website must be published for all to review and comment before any consideration for the payment of the bounty is made. The documentary evidence will be reviewed by an independent body of scientists and forensic experts, and its results will be published. A worldwide survey will be taken, and the results also published, determine if the evidence warrants the payment of the gold bounty. If no one claims or is eligible to claim the gold bounty within a reasonable time, the responsible individuals of the government agencies and associations that are promoting the virus scare may be subject to civil and criminal prosecution for acts of terrorism and human rights violations under international law, very much like the Nuremberg trials. Here are the criteria. 1. List independent scientific studies with full disclosure of funding sources proving the existence of the so-called coronavirus or COVID-19. 2. Provide videographic or photographic evidence of the actual virus, including the identity of the photographer, scientists involved in the equipment used to take the photograph or video, including calibration data of the equipment, source of funding, and location of the laboratory. Scientifically verifiable evidence that this virus is contagious. Evidence of the origin of the virus, including time, date, and location. Evidence that this virus is not a biological weapon engineered by man. Evidence that any one person may be a risk to the public safety or health and well-being of anyone. Evidence that anyone who has purportedly died from this so-called virus could not have possibly died from any other cause. Evidence of documented cases where people died, such that the evidence and cause of death can be independently and scientifically verified that the cause of death could have been nothing other than the virus, and full disclosure of all related funding sources used. Proof that shutting down society is less of a public safety risk than treating infected people just like any other flu or virus. Proof that this virus is an epidemic or pandemic by traditional standards and criteria. Proof that the public safety claims are true and accurate based upon scientifically verifiable evidence. My office may be contacted on behalf of the Gold Bounty Group. And this man's name is John J. Singleton. Singleton Press at protonmail.com. www.aceofcoins.com. So there you have it. There's your challenge. Prove Corona is real, and you get $2 million in gold bullion.